Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to The Ryback Show. Be me.
Welcome to the Ryback Show. I am the big guy, Ryback. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening from today. Whew, what a wild 24 hours yesterday, and we're going to get into all that. Got a little conversation topic I want to talk about today, about action, taking action, and in talking to some of you guys and hopefully helping answer some of your questions on maybe what we're talking about. But first things first, paying the bills. Feed Me More Nutrition, available on feedmemore.com and Amazon. It's our final days for our Feed Me More Nutrition $4,000 Halloween cash giveaway, guys. All you got to do is go to feedmemore.com. Type in the discount code Halloween 4000. We have an image on the homepage showing you the instructions of what you need to do. You get 20% off your order. You get an automatic entry into the contest, guys. Every purchase is a new entry. It's 100% totally random on that. And on Friday, October 30th at midnight Pacific, that is the end of the contest. And on Halloween, I'm giving one of you $4,000 directly PayPal into your account. I'll be making the call live on Ryback TV. And hopefully the person answers. If not, we'll be getting in contact via email. And we always post the PayPal receipt so everybody can see how real these contests are. But this is the final one. We've given out over $12,000 during COVID with all of this. And this is the last one. And as we head into the holidays, and we are going to be adjusting some of our marketing and promotional strategies. So go to feedmemore.com, guys. This podcast is officially presented by Feed Me More Nutrition. Fuel meals, save 15% on custom meals, meal prep at doorstep. Use discount code THEBIGGUY on fuelmeals.com. They got steak, chicken, green beans, rice, sweet potatoes, quesadillas, fish, tilapia, salmon, different pastas. They make counting your macronutrients easy, your calories easy. You can bring these meals with you to work. You throw them in the microwave or an oven if you're at home, depending on how you want to heat it up. Guys, it comes overnight on ice. It is top notch. I've been with them for, I think, going on 6 years plus now, right around 6 years. So they are the number one meal prep service company that I've used. And we're giving you 15% off on fuelmeals.com, cameo.com/thebigguyryback for personal videos from yours truly. Podcast audio reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, guys, are greatly appreciated. For all fan mail to me, please limit it to 1 to 2 pieces, and please include a self-addressed stamped envelope, P.O. Box 75240, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136, and you could be featured on my YouTube at youtube.com/RybackTV on a shell fan mail shell shocked video. Teespring, our official merchandise store for Feed Me More Nutrition and the Big Guy Ryback. Teespring.com, the Feed Me More store on there. My book, Wake Up, It's Feeding Time, available on Amazon in paperback, Audible, and Kindle formats. Friends of this show, Zevia, Stevia Sweet Soda, The Farmer's Dog, Real Dog Food for Real Pets, Trupanion, the pet insurance I've used for Sophie and Little Guy that has had Sophie's back this entire time. If you love your pet, guys, look into pet insurance, whether it's Trupanion or not. That is the one that I use, and they've been great. And BioAccelerator, the stem cell company that has helped me get my health back, where I'm going to be able to not only just have a better quality of life, but I get to go back to wrestling. here. And it looks like in the last procedures on February, right around the week of February 7th or 8th. And that's it. And I'm done. And not to say I won't get more in the future, but that's the end of this game plan. And I'll be able to go back. I'm good now. I'm just, this is for good measure with what we've had to overcome with all of this. So if you have a loved one or a friend, if yourself, you're in pain and you just want to inquire and get a little bit of information, BioAccelerator on social media. Also, you can hit up Austin Aries, who works with BioAccelerator and is the one who actually helped get me set up my last appointment down there in Medellin, Colombia. Follow me on social media at Ryback on Twitter, the big guy Ryback22 on Instagram and TikTok, Ryback Show, Feed Me More Nutrition, Ryback TV on Instagram, and Ryback247 on Snapchat. All right, guys, what is going on today? Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope everyone's having a great afternoon, wherever you're at, great evening or good morning. As you can see, this is the cream soda Zevia I'm enjoying. Will you create a protein bar? I'm not all that big into protein bars. I definitely, when I was on the road, do think they do come in handy when you're in a pinch. I will try to consume real food when I can. There are brands. There's one, I can't remember the name. Is it the Quest Bar? The Quest protein bar, not all of them. Now, some of them use artificial sweeteners like aspartame and sucralose, and then some actually use stevia. So I'm going to send a text out to you right now to see if today's guest, to see if maybe we get him on, to see if we do a live random. But the Quest protein bars have always just been the ones that I would use. They had a double fudge chocolate, I think, really, really good. A strawberry cheesecake, that was really good. My mouth, I'm kind of feel like my words are a little off today. Cheesecake. And I can't remember, I think they had a peanut butter, if I'm not mistaken, that's naturally sweetened as well. And, but a lot of the other ones, you got to be careful with those protein bars, guys, because a lot of these companies, and I used to eat like the original Metrix bars when I was younger. I used to love those original Metrix bars. They're full of sugar, though, which is, again, it's better than the artificial sweeteners. But I would eat these things like morning to night. But a lot of the protein bars, people, I think that's like the first when you get into like health fitness. When you start going down that road, you're like, oh, I could eat these candy protein bars and I'm being healthy. It doesn't quite work like that. They get a lot of people like that. And I'm always fascinated. I could tell where somebody's at in like kind of their journey. Cause I remember like when I first started out, that's what I did. I remember for Christmas. This is really, really funny. It actually ties into a wrestling. I remember two of the things, and we actually always had great Christmases growing up. But on my Christmas list, I wanted Mick Foley's new book. I think it was his first one, and then I had also boxes of Power Bars. Power Bars were like the original protein bar that were very, not a lot of protein, but they were more carbohydrate based, more for fuel and energy. And I believe they also had a good amount of micronutrients in them, also in the bars. And I remember, so no joke. And this is me thinking I was being healthy. I remember getting Mick's book and like, I've always loved to read. And just, I read the whole book in like a matter of, it was big book, thick. It was, I don't know if I read it in a matter of days at home and didn't really like when I was playing. I remember reading it a lot, but I remember I would grab the power bars out of my mom, dad got me these power bars from Costco. I think it was Costco or the grocery, either way, but it was like the economy size. They got multiple boxes, like the assorted flavors. And I would sit and just eat bar after bar after bar, thinking I'm getting freaking jacked while I'm reading. And in reality, though, I'm just putting all these junk calories into my body. Now, if I would have had just one, as, you know, and maybe you have one with a protein shake or, you know what I mean? And you account for the calories. I just didn't have any idea what I was doing. And it would progress to get worse, actually, as I thought I was getting smarter. We didn't have information like we quite do now. And like in the internet, it just, I think all this came out a little bit later. So like, it wasn't, you just kind of go by what, whoever you're around and what you know. And nobody really, no one to really help me with this. None of my friends were like into it and they wouldn't know either. They, we, you know, my mom and dad, my mom was always more health oriented, but like, that she didn't know about necessarily about like supplement or protein powders or things like that. And I remember my senior year in high school, I wouldn't get lunch at school. I would save my lunch money and I would go to the gas station, and it's a gas station off of West Cliff and Durango here in Las Vegas that I always used to go to my senior year before going to Palo Verde High School, the Palo Verde Pants. And I would stop at this gas station and get a big Red Bull, because that the Red Bull was my drink in the morning. That was my energy, and just chalked full of sugar. And then I would get like five or six of these protein rich Tiger Milk bars. Now these things are again filled with sugar. A little bit of protein, yes, but there were a million better ways to go about eating a healthier diet. I would have been better getting school lunch far, maybe bringing one bar, adding that to my school lunch, not replacing the entire school lunch with these protein bars and this sugar Red Bull. So this was kind of like my evolution of learning. Like I'm thinking at the time, I'm so healthy. I'm so much healthier than all these other school eating that school, crappy school lunch. I'm an athlete. I'm a jock. Look at my muscles. I'm freaking jacked. But wasn't it, in reality, it was probably doing more harm than good. And also at the time, I remember ephedrine was out. For you kids that don't know about ephedrine, this stuff, I think they sell it again now. I'll never take it again for the rest of my life. This stuff cracks you out of your mind. You want to talk about it, it's not good for your heart too, and specifically, and there's certain cases where it could be good for certain things, I think, but it's really, I was taking ephedrine at a fairly young age that I had business taking it because I thought it was an over-the-counter herb and I just knew it gave me like all this unlimited energy, but I was taking ephedrine with Red Bulls. I remember drinking massive caffeine before football games, popping, going to the gas station, buying a big, huge Red Bull in the three pack of the Yellow Jackets, taking all of it with that massive amount of caffeine and wondering why my heart was pounding out of my chest during football games. I had no idea. I just thought I was amped up. Little did I know that this stuff, this is why I preach and try to educate people on supplements and things, because I didn't have anyone to do that for me at the time. And it could have been that, man, I could have had a heart attack in all seriousness. There was like, that was for a kid too, like no business, but you know, you just, we didn't have the information we have now on this, and people before, like, it's just a crazy thing with people selling and there's no like warnings as far as don't consume with other caffeine and things at the time. And, but I just remember all of that and learning. So when I hear protein bars, I go back to that area. And then even as I got older, I would try different protein bars thinking like, oh, you know, I'm doing so good for myself right now. So where I'm getting at with this is, they're not horrible here and there in a pinch. You start using them and like actually being like you're really doing yourself good and like replacing just by choice. You're like, oh, can I eat this nutritious meal or can I have, you know, two protein bars? Like you're being an asshole if you pick the protein bars. Now, if it's just by circumstance, you're on the road, you need something, that's a different situation. And are you really like an asshole? No. I'm just saying it in a kind of a humorous, funny way. Like you're not making the best decision. You need to know that. Like it's because a lot of these things and a lot of the protein bars too, they make them, they actually sell them to make them look like candy bars for people. And like you're doing this great thing for yourself by consuming this thing with like 60 grams of sugar or 40 grams of sugar and 30 grams of fat and just, you know, maybe it has 15 or 16 grams of protein, maybe 20 in it. And then they also, a lot of them throw in the aspartame and sucralose still, even with the sugars. Or if they don't have the sugars, they have erythritol, aspartame, and sucralose. And I'm telling you, it's just absolute trash. So you got to be careful on that. And that's why those Quest bars are the best ones I've seen on the nutrition, on the supplement facts panel on the back, on the nutrition panel. Those are by far the best ones I've seen. Not saying that there's still, those aren't perfect, right? But in comparison to the other options out there, but I would say, I haven't had them in quite a long time. Those Originatrix bars though, like if you were to consume one of those, like after a workout with a protein shake, whether you get the sugars and you get some protein in the bar and they have a good carb content. That's not the end of the world on that. That might be the best way to use a protein bar actually on something like that. But I want to get too much in the habit of, hold on one second. We're going to put you in timeout. Don't spam on here, please. We're going to actually throw up a super chat real quick. Best pre-made protein drink to buy. Don't buy them. Don't buy the pre-made protein drinks. I always used to read too. I don't know how true, but the quality of the protein in those things, where the protein becomes denatured time and the process of how those things are processed, and that the actual protein, like the bioavailability of the protein or the protein, the amino acid structure of the protein compromised. I always remember reading things about that. Now, is that true? I don't know. But I do know a lot of those, when I would take them, they kind of run through you, which is just kind of like, it doesn't, something's off with that. Your best bet is to get a quality protein powder. I'm going to tell you to buy the ISO Hungry protein powder on that, or if you're vegan, getting a plant-based protein powder over the RTDs. It's simply put it in your shaker bottle, bring your tub, bring your shaker bottle, make a fresh shake. You're not going to beat that. Now, those RTDs, they're a great marketing ploy. They make the businesses money, but the quality of those are usually trash. And that's where I actually figured out my vision problems I was getting from consuming too much aspartame and sucralose back when I lived in Tampa, Florida, right around the time of my ankle injury. I was drinking a lot of the RTDs. Muscle Milks, Monster Milk is another one. And they had a bunch of the artificial sweeteners in them. And I was living off these things for a bit, especially when I was laid up in bed. And I remember I was consuming so much aspartame and sucralose, my vision went bad. It was getting blurrier and blurrier out of nowhere. And the side effects, like not wanting to get up in the morning, were getting worse and worse. I'd wake up with headaches sometimes, and I never had headaches. And like this, because I was just consuming so much of it without even knowing. So you got to be really careful of those also. You know, and have you ever seen like those Isopure, like those, and those things aren't bad, how they taste, but they have the artificial sweeteners in them, artificial colors in them, and this, and they run right through you. So you're like, what are you really getting from it? You literally will go to the bathroom right after. Like it's just a marketing ploy for companies to increase revenue, but not giving you actually the best quality products, I feel. So take a real protein powder. And I'll tell you too, eat real food more time than even protein powders. Protein powders are a great way though to up your protein, but eat real food as much as possible. Nutritious, real food. Shakes are not bad to supplement in your diet to increase your protein, but don't ever replace whole nutritious meals with just like protein powders. And just like all the time, you know, like people that if you give three meals a day, don't have three protein shakes a day. If you do two, you know, really well-balanced meals, and then you have, you know, some greens or a salad with a protein shake, that's a different story. But don't just have a regular whey protein shake or plant-based shake without including some other stuff in it. It's really in to replace whole meals, because our micronutrients are the most important things, guys.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Looking here, see, before we hop into the topic of the day. Yeah, definitely. Shakes are a definite way to get extra calories. And I'll never, like, I'm all for that. It's just more some people get in the habit where they want to replace all their meals. I've seen that where I'm going to do an all shake diet. I'm like, well, listen, Tom, if you just do the whey shakes all day and you're not getting your other vitamins and minerals, you're going to become deficient really quickly. You're going to start running into some other problems. So it's just, it's a matter of understanding food. And I think for us, and like, I'm constantly trying to learn more and more about food. I want to learn about the history of food and am trying to constantly evolve my thinking and understanding how important our micronutrients really, really are. And that micronutrients are really the name of the game. And with that, guys, I think today I want to talk about with you from a book being right now called The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. And there were a couple interesting things in this book. As you know, I like to listen audio books. I read. I have a book upstairs up by in my bed that I like to read usually at night, even if it's just a few pages. And I always stress to you guys, learning, knowledge is power, and discussing ideas and always looking for ways to improve. And reading is a great way to learn from others who have done before us. And a lot of, I love reading about successful people and people that are living their ideal lives because they have figured things out that the majority of people have not figured out. And mindset is again, it always, there's a common denominator with this, and it's mindset. One thing I saw in this book that really, really hit home with me, and it's something that I think we all can see online and social media, is action cures fear. And I actually put this up on Twitter yesterday. I put two tweets out here yesterday and today. Action cures fear. And then the other one is our emotions determines our emotions. And I want to ask you guys, I want to get your comments and I want to see, and I'm going to give you guys some examples on this, on action cures fear. A lot of what we see online and social media, a lot of the hate and negativity is a lot of people are living in a fear state. And a lot of, and everything with COVID going on, right? A lot of people have been told to sit still, to stop moving. A lot of negatives come with that, a lot, if you're not self-aware and you're not in tune with things. In which, when I saw all of this happening, I started moving more. I started doing more. I doubled down on things I was doing business-wise. I knew becoming complacent was not going to help me with that I'm doing and overcoming. Action cures fear. So let's give an example. And I want to use an example, and we're going to talk about a few different examples. And I want to hear what maybe some of you guys fear and what maybe what we could do to start taking steps to overcoming that fear. You know, let's take, for example, let's say with everything, and this isn't the case, but I'd like to use real examples like with it involving me. Let's say I had a fear of going back to wrestling and getting hurt with everything I've had with all the stem cells, even though I've wrestled when I was at my worst physical pain wise, and that's all gone now. And my injuries were not like broken bones, not anything like where anything's just going to break on me. But let's just say I had a fear of going back to wrestling and being me. Can I do it? You know, now if I just sit and never do anything, you know, say, and I'm going back to wrestling and, you know, am I going to be in, going to have the conditioning for, and say, I just sit around all day and I just think about it all the time and say, I'm doing all my other things I'm doing business wise though, but I'm not actually anything physically, to work my way, to get back. Right. Just say, I'm just kind of dwelling on me. Yeah, I start getting a little bit out of shape. Say maybe my cardio starts going, so my confidence is going to get lower and lower. And then I start seeing, and I see negative comments online, and those negative comments really are starting to get to me because I'm not doing anything productive in my real life to take action. And this fear is just slowly like an anaconda wrapping itself around me a little more and a little more and a little more, squeezing the life out of me, just day by day by day by day, making it more and more difficult for me to even take a step because I've dug myself in such a hole, you know. So we look at that. So say that's the situation, the fear. That's the fear, right? That we can acknowledge that's there. What do we do? So for me, in the taking action would be then, okay, what can I control right now? I'm not in a wrestling ring right now. We're not getting in a wrestling ring until we get the final stem cell procedures. That's always been the mapped out game plan. What I do have control over is my diet, my health, and my nutrition, and in doing things to improve my health and my body while I'm not physically competing in a wrestling ring. And which I've done and done things. I'm now in doing the vegan diet all the way and improving more and more each week, getting rid of more inflammation in my body, doing things with my rehab, active rehab every single day for 4.5 years, trying to figure this out, taking action and just keep moving, right? These things. I go to the gym every day, work out for hours every day. Even when I was at my worst, I still would go to the gym because I knew if I was just sitting at home, I was going to get really sad and I wouldn't feel good about myself. I just knew. And I know this from things that I've read and learned over the course of my life that I knew I need to move. I need to take action. At the very least, I'm not doing everything I want to do right now. I can't do everything I want to do right now, but I could do these things. I could do 4 out of the 5 things. And I know, yes, I can't work out nearly as heavy. I can't do the things that I used to do because if I do, I'm not going to get better. So I have to scale back and find the things that I could do and do them well. And that's what I've done. And then I looked at it like this, you know, with conditioning. That's a big fear. And that was something I learned early on in my wrestling career is the conditioning aspect of wrestling. Conditioning is the key to success. Conditioning creates confidence. It's given me everything I have in pro wrestling is my conditioning. That's why I'm such a big, big believer in the burpees and all the hard, high intensity interval training. So this entire time, I could have very easily just done walking on the treadmill, doing the elliptical only, and things like that just to burn calories, right? Well, I'm not wrestling. Why do I need to do my hard conditioning? You know, and there was a period where I had to stop doing burpees for my shoulder for quite a period of time with that. But there were other things that I could do. I could do deadmill sprints, which I bought and put in my gym, an assault bike, which I bought and put in my gym, battle ropes at different times when my shoulder is feeling good. I could do that, and I could do that every day now. It feels great. I could jump rope. That doesn't hurt me. Things like that, you know, mountain climbers. I had to stop those for a long time. I'm to the point I could do those now, though. things, though, where I kept my conditioning at a certain level because it kept my confidence. And I never wanted to lose my confidence, because that to me would be, now I then try to chase that to get that back. You never want to lose it once you get something like that. So I understood that. And it was taking these repeated actions day in and day out while I'm doing all this other stuff and running the Feed Me More Nutrition and the podcast, and then adding in the YouTube content eventually, and now Twitch, and but just keep these core things in that I can control. And then when I get those final stem cells, the gap I have to close is literally, it's not getting back in a ring and wondering, am I in shape and physically, do I have conditioning? You know, is there going to be any rust? Can I still do this? Am I going to hurt myself? It's just literally, that gap is so small. It's just the final piece on continuing a game plan. But that whole time, the key in all this is taking action. So there's never been this fear, overwhelming fear, that from that standpoint. Now, to tie this into the beginning, what I talked about, now, is there a fear of getting in a wrestling and getting hurt? Say we got all this covered now. Now, so if I just sit and I don't do any as far as go getting in a wrestling ring or not make proactive to try to get, that fear is only going to build and build and build. So the only thing I can do is I have to take action eventually and get back in the ring. You have to overcome it. That's the only way I'm going to overcome that fear. If that was a fear that, am I going to hurt myself? The only way you do is you got to go find out. You got to go take bumps. You got to go train, right? But if I don't do that, the fear is going to consume me like those other things. And it's going to wrap around like that anaconda, slower and slower, and just keep till you're paralyzed in fear. And it happens to all of so many different areas of life. And that's just one example, you know, say, because the guys can relate to this. And I'm going to pull up a question here in a second. You know, say there's a really, really good looking woman, or if you're a woman, man in the gym or whatever, and you see them and you really, really want to talk to them, but you don't. And every day that fear gets more and more and more and more and more. And then it starts, like, you just can't do it, and you get angrier at yourself. And you start, and it just consumes you. And then all you have to do is just something, you got to take action. Well, how can we take action? Maybe it's you just smile and say hello one day when the natural passing. You force yourself to make eye contact. Oh, how are you doing? Good to see you. Looking great. Whatever it is. But the key is to overcome that fear. You have to do something about it, right? You have to take some sort of action if you want to conquer that fear. And if not, then the fear lives, and the it puts a dent in you. I say whenever we don't overcome fear over a situation, it kind of puts a dent in us, and it can keep putting chinks in our armor until eventually we're just damaged goods. Now, we could always overcome that by taking action and start undoing those chinks over time and stuff. So that's why it's a really powerful thing to recognize when there is an area of our life that fear is controlling us, is breaking it down and saying, well, what can I do to take action on this particular situation, right? And the other thing with that too is, you know, they talk about motion. Our motions determine our emotions. And this all ties into action cures fear. A lot of what we're seeing online with people and in real life is most people aren't bad guys. Most people are good, loving people. And there are times where that's not the situation. But by default, most people want to be loving, caring people. They just don't have those relationships in their lives, or they don't have enough real life data to understand. And they're not out living life. So when we become paralyzed in fear, and then we get glued to only watching other people live their lives on social media, right? Our emotions are very, very limited, and our emotions are very, very negative typically when we're doing that. And that's what we're seeing, and we're seeing it at a young age now with people that don't have people in their lives to help them get some real life experience and start doing things, picking up hobbies. That's why things like hobbies and forming relationships with people that you are like-minded with are so important, because it keeps us in the real world. And then this could be used solely for the entertainment that it is. This is not meant to replace life entirely. It's not. And it's those of us that recognize that and realize this are going to be able to continue to thrive and grow and develop and evolve and actually enjoy life, I feel, if that makes sense. So, and I saw those two quotes and I thought they were so powerful. And it was just something, and I look at my life and I'm always looking at different areas and things on that. And, you know, another example, say, you know, going to the holidays, say that I'm super stressed going into the holidays with everything with COVID. And I want to make sure, you know, what can I, you know, feed me more nutrition. I want to keep everything growing. I want to keep it scaling. I know that if I don't do anything, because it's my company. So I know firsthand that if things aren't going well, it's because I'm not doing something right. And so I have to figure that the hell out quick, right? Because there's a lot on the line every month on all this. So like if I have a goal of, I want to make a certain level of revenue, you know, for the months of November and December, but I'm scared and I'm fearful. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And I'm not taking action. That fear is going to continue to grow. Whereas I recognize, I go, okay, I have a little bit of fear over this. What actions can I take, you know, to make sure that I'm going to hit this certain number going into the holidays? And it's, well, okay, let's look at the marketing. What are we doing for marketing? And then now I'm thinking, right? I'm taking action. I'm sitting there, now I'm jotting down ideas. Well, we need to do this, this, and this. This was our marketing. We were doing this. Now we need to adjust to this. We have these products. We have this product and these products coming out. We need to start running promotions for these. I want to do these giveaways on these specific days on this. I need to get away from doing this, but I'm taking action. I'm thinking, I'm forming ideas. I'm doing my work to start kind of addressing that fear that I had, right? I'm taking action. And that's what I'm getting is we could take action on any time we have fear. It's just a matter of asking ourselves the right questions and looking in the mirror and recognizing it's okay to be scared. It's okay to have the fear. What are we going to do about it? If we sit and do nothing, it gets worse, I promise. But if we start taking some steps, we start using our brains and jotting down ideas, we could start spiderwebbing stuff into a very basic level, into baby steps, into where we start building a little bit of confidence, a little bit of confidence, a little bit of confidence, a little bit of confidence. And before you know it, we're moving, our emotions are moving in a positive direction, and our emotions are in a very positive direction. So I do have a gaming channel as well. I'm Ryback Rules on Twitch as well. And I wanted to get to a few. I thought I saw questions. Let's see here. People have way to overcome fear, but toxic people make him scared. Giant Gaming. And you know, what I think you're getting at with that is when you have, like, it could be family members, a lot of people too, and stuff. And life's fair, life's not easy. We come from different backgrounds. I've seen it. I've seen people that message me that want to start eating healthy that don't know what to do because their parents are not of that. You know, their parents are overweight. They're smokers. There's soda all over the place. Like I've heard this over and over again. They laugh. They try to eat healthy. And my thing is, well, now we got to, okay, what actions can we take? There's a couple of ways we can go about this. If you're, you know, living under their roof and they're helping you pay the bills, you're kind of under their mercy, right? But let's spider web this. What ways are there to take action in that? Because that's the situation, right? Those are the circumstances. Those are the facts. That's the facts. Now you can try to have a real conversation with them, and most likely probably not going to work. If specifically if they're laughing at you, they're stuck in their ways, they're not going to change. So what can you do now to get out of this situation? Now we have to look at it. Now we have to start diving into this thing here. There's a good chance now maybe you have to be prepared. And I don't mean, again, you don't, age is a factor in all of this, but you know, depending on how old you are, if you can get your own job and buy your own groceries. Problem solved on that. Now you're able to start eating healthier in that environment, you know. And then eventually, when you're able to, you know, you work and you get your own place, you know, maybe you have to get a roommate, maybe you have to get a couple of roommates just to make ends meet. But now you have a little more control over your situation, right? And you're controlling the environment with the toxic people. Just ideas, not always easy, but when you start mapping it out, then you can start finding solutions to your problems. And then, you know, the problem of not being able to eat healthy in that environment is now the new problem is I need to get a better paying job. So now you can start looking for solutions for that better paying job. And your energy is going that way now. And then that can help solve other problems. So you see, that's how I always like to look at things. And I break it down into where's the first place I could start taking action in. Whatever that is, right? But as far as other toxic people in your life, and I stress this enough, and I've had to do this, and I've had to drop people in my life, and the older I get and the more I've learned, it's not being mean about it. It's not like, F you forever. You're complete garbage and trash. Every situation's different. But like with people that you just aren't vibing with, they're mood killers, guys. You got to have the courage and the power, okay, to walk away. You got to have the confidence, you know, to get away from those people. Now, if there's someone you really care about, you could try having a legitimate conversation with them on how you feel. You know, I've done this before and it didn't work. And I told the person, I go, look, I just feel like the conversations are too negative, man. I took the blame. I didn't want, I did anything I could to alleviate the situation to try to get it. Let's have more positive conversations. I don't like talking about the problem as much. Let's try talking about the solutions. They had nothing to do with it. I don't talk about blah, blah. And I knew it wasn't gonna work. So, okay. And I just move away from it. And things instantly got better because it was a really bad vibe on that. But you got to have the courage to address the situation and the confidence in yourself to be okay even being alone. Also, a lot of people don't, and I know a woman here, you know, who hangs around a lot in the fitness industry, that she doesn't partake in that drug lifestyle. She's a little more health oriented, but hangs around this group that is just not, they don't align with how she kind of lives her life. And she's constantly around them and it doesn't make her happy. But she also though has other things going on where she's not as confident maybe being on her own. And so she doesn't have other friends or know other people. So she keeps going back to them like a bad addiction almost. So you got to realize though, when there's something, a problem, you got to want it bad enough to go, no, I want better than this. I don't want no harm, no ill will. I just don't want to be in this environment anymore. And like, that's for me, one of the reasons like people, I don't like I won't train with people that do steroids, that are abusing steroids. And then that like, why? I don't want to be around that mindset because I'm not of that mindset. I remember when I was younger and got into that. And I remember how, like, just how far back and how I was not evolved at the time, how I was not health oriented all the way. And how insecure and inadequate my mindset was. And so I don't want to be around that. You know, yeah, maybe I could have great training sessions, but I don't want to be around that mindset because that's not my mindset. And no harm, no ill will, no negative feelings towards you. I just don't want to put myself in that environment. Because, and I've seen, you see a lot of people that do put themselves in that environment. They start making poor choices. And you could plug that in. It's like if you... or somebody that doesn't like to drink. And not to say that you can't do this, it can be done, but it makes it really difficult. But say you don't like to drink. Say it's not that you don't avoid alcohol altogether, but you just prefer not to drink all the time. But you hang out with a group of people and you don't like to smoke either, right? Marijuana. But you hang out with a group every night that smokes and drinks every night. And so then you all of a sudden start doing it a little more and a little more and a little more and a little more. And before you know it, now you're doing it all the time and you're not happy with yourself. It's not what you want to be doing, but that's who you hang out with. And you become that circle really quickly, or it makes it a lot easier to become that circle that you keep around you, which is why a lot of like the successful, happy people you really see, they're really, that circle's, it's tight. They only want people vibing on what they're going for and what they're doing with that. And it's not to say anything bad. If vibe, you got a group that's the vibe and everyone's happy and doing their thing, that's great. But that's, if that's not what you want, is what I'm saying. You got to recognize it and you got to get away. And so if you recognize there's toxic people in your life, you got to address it. You got to have the courage to be okay getting away from it. I'm going to look here. There's a positive side to me being, this is from Essa Suhail. There is a positive side to me being an introvert, as I have more time and I don't socialize that much, and I could spend that time practicing this goal, which is to be an actor. That's a great thing. I just say don't always recognize the still getting out from time to time. You know, and there's nothing wrong being introverted, like I said, and I've had to be very introverted at different times. But it also, I've learned in looking, don't shut out relationships totally with people. And, but definitely use your time when you have a goal, you know, and focus on it, on your abilities. I realize too, and this is a big part of life, is this is something that I actually have to work on. And I struggle with at times. I like to do a lot on my own, you know, but in life, in life is honestly the relationships that you form with people and the people that you always hear, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. You know, that's not entirely a lie, guys. And again, see, I don't like to be fake, or I don't like to go into a situation that you're going into it to form a relationship because you feel like you have to succeed. But I think if you have the mindset that you want to go out and just, you want to have real relationships and go out and be social from time to time, that naturally, and you're in a positive state of mind, you will form the right relationships that could be beneficial to you. And that's two different ways of going about it. Whereas if like you're somebody that you move to Hollywood, you want to be an actor and you're only going out to places to try to meet film producers and to be fake to them, to try to, you know what I mean? That's an entirely different mindset. Whereas if you have the other one where you're going out, you know, I'm just going to go have a drink tonight and have a good time, or I'm going to go out and have a nice meal and with a friend or two and just relax for a few hours. And then, and you're not even, you know, in that you somehow come across a movie producer because you were about it and you somehow attracted it. You know what I mean? That's a little different than the other. So I think you got to recognize that there is a power of being social and being real to people and being nice and never being fake, always be sincere and genuine. And it can be very beneficial to anything that we do in life. Big guy from Tim T. Do you believe that in the saying "you are who your friends are"? Yeah, I think it. Is anything ever entirely 100% true? No, but I think there's truth to that in a lot of different situations. I really do. But again, you can never take anything and say it's 100%, because that goes for everything. And quotes, anything is just a quote is a quote. It's what we do at the end of the day, right? And it's everybody's different. Everyone is, and even the people that are similar mindsets, maybe there's somebody out there that is so strong-minded and they're functioning at such a high level that they're able to have friends that maybe aren't, you know, nowhere near doing what they're doing but usually, like, that kind of saying, like, who you are, who your friends are, is more mindset-wise. It has nothing to do necessarily with, like, job or financial standing. You know, like, if you're a multimillionaire and you're a good person, you could vibe, you know, fantastic with somebody that is, you know, working a server at Chili's. And just they're a genuine, happy, good person. That could be your best friend. That's amazing. That's great. And so I don't look at it like in that sense, but more of that mindset thing. Like if you don't drink or smoke and you're hanging out with people that drink and smoke and you know, they go shoot people at night, and you're not about that life. Like, that's odd to me, right? Where's that? That's a different, there's a conflict of interest there. And that's an extreme example, but like, that's like, what are we doing? Right. So, you know, I could say too, with me on that, in going back to OVW, when I was wrestling and I got fired in developmental, that was entirely on me. And it was on me because I started doing things. I was letting fear overwhelm me. We got another super chat here, which I'll get to, but I was hanging out with the group of guys and smoking every night and eating a little bit of junk food. And it was not something I never would do. And it was taking me away from like really, really focusing and being honed in. And I was distracting myself. It was a lot of fun and with those guys, and we had some great times and great memories, but it was not beneficial to me and my goals. But I wasn't aware enough even of what my goals were at that time. I was lost, and I was doing a lot of things right, but I was often on the track. I was often on the track, and it was a great thing. I actually got fired out of developmental because it allowed me to get my mindset right to then be able to stay on the track and go on to do what I've been able to do and have much more success than that even after wrestling. So, but I do believe you got to be, and I recognize now when I meet people, I could see where they're at and what they're doing. And it's no ill will, like I said, or anything. I just can see if there's someone that's not going to be, we're not of the same mindset doing the same thing of what I'm doing and what I'm trying to achieve and get back and overcome and what I'm trying to grow and build to do a lot of good with a lot of things I want to do in my life. Like, I'm like, well, that's not going to be beneficial to me. And it's not, I don't want to waste any of our time. So life is energy. I'll say this too, and I'll get to this super chat here, bud, from JMO and John. Life is energy though, guys. Who are friends, my opinion, the people that we keep closest to us is extremely important. And the only other more important decision who we decide to be with in our lives, which is something a lot of people put very little effort in, and they go, oh, I'm going to marry her or I'm going to marry him. And they really, it's the most important decision you're going to make with your life. So you got to be careful with it. Yes, definitely. Being an introvert in certain settings is not a bad thing at all. I'm all for, like, I'm with you, man. I joke I'm the most extroverted introvert in the world. And, you know, I like to be into my zone when I do my things. I like to be extroverted when I want to be extroverted. And it's not a bad thing by any means. We have a little Scotty here. Oh, thank you, bud. And with that, guys, any other, I'm going to see if we have any other. I'm going to end with this because I think it's funny. And just to show, Khabib fan says Bruce Lee would get destroyed by any top MMA fighter today. And I would say to you, buddy, and I go, whether that's true or not true or whatever, I would say don't become too consumed with distracting yourself over other people. I would say keep the focus on you. Try not to get too consumed in that world. I see it all the time because that's something right there. You're going to spend a lot of time arguing with people online. I have a feeling you already have based off of what I've seen. And you can't even get an answer to that. It's impossible because Bruce Lee is dead, right? Bruce Lee is not with us anymore. So every moment you spend arguing with someone on that is completely irrelevant because it's something that can't even happen. So you can never even get an answer, a definitive answer with. You can get as many people to agree with you or disagree with you, but all you're going to do is just waste your time arguing about something that has no bearing on what you do with your life. So I want you to remember that, and I'm going to leave you guys with that today. Again, once again, guys, please check out my Feed Me More Nutrition $4,000 cash giveaway. It ends on Friday, guys, at midnight Pacific. Discount code Halloween4000 on feedmemore.com, and you could be the one on Saturday on Ryback TV or Ryback Rules at Twitch, guys. You could win $4,000. Thank you very much for listening. You've just listened to another episode of The Ryback Show. Feed Me More.